is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
We've got to go somewhere else, which
What's this? I actually don't know what this is.
You don't know what this is. This is.
It says on the run sheet, a quick question for Ned to ponder.
Here's the quick question, all right? So,
you know why I love pondering.
Yeah, so last night in the shutdown, the Prime Minister said that in-home gatherings are not a way to replace not being able to go to the pub. He actually expressly mentioned that if you were going to go hang out with someone, it should be you and a friend at the house. That's it. So, with that in mind, you came over to my house last night. We watched some episodes of Better Call Saul. This has happened a couple of times now. I provided dinner. I paid for all of the ingredients to make the dinner.
Here we go.
This happened a couple of weeks ago. Paid for all the ingredients to make the dinner. Offered you ice cream at the end.
I took an icy pole.
Yep, no, that's fine. This isn't about the money, all right?
Then what is it about?
It's about the quality and time and care that went into preparing the meal. So last night we had prosciutto wrapped Parmigiana stuffed chicken breast.
Which you didn't make.
I made it.
You put it in the oven.
Yeah,
you bought it from Woolworths and put it in the oven.
I made it. And we had some veggies. We had some mashed potato.
Which you also didn't make. You put all of these things in either the microwave or the oven.
No, I made them. They didn't exist.
And put them in a box.
They didn't exist in a cooked form, and I presented them to you in a cooked form.
If this was on MasterChef, you would have been booted out.
I made them. It's just a very simple question, mate.
What?
When is this coming back my way? Because I have now prepared you multiple meals and have dished them up beautifully and cleaned up afterwards.
No, you didn't. I put my dishes in the dishwasher.
Yep, and I pushed go on the dishwasher. So once again, I have cleaned up. Yeah.
So your effort has continued throughout the whole process of just pressing buttons. What do you want from me?
When am I coming to your house for dinner? And what would be on the menu? Because right now, I've cooked it the first time. It was garlic crumbed chicken breast on the barbecue.
Don't add the ingredients. It was things you cut out of a
box. An Italian salad. It was absolutely great. I provided that with some super sweet corn on the cob.
Yeah.
So when am I having dinner at your place? Or is this something that you thought was a free ride that'd never end?
I didn't think anything of it.
You thought it was a free ride that'd never end.
I didn't think too much about it.
Josh's girlfriend got him a barbecue. He's real excited about cooking.
I'm gonna
keep this gravy train going until we're literally drinking gravy.
When you and I lived in the Gold Coast and Western Australia, and I didn't have my license, and every night we would go to a takeaway place, and you would shave years off my life because that's all I would eat, because that's all I was allowed to eat, technically. We'll call it even, Stephen. Now that I'll only live to maybe 70 instead of 90 or something because I ate takeaway every day for 2 years, we'll call this even.
I'm glad you just heard that, Canberra. This is a man who can't take responsibility for his own decisions, which was to eat takeaway with me, his own actions, and will certainly not take responsibility for cooking me dinner. That's certainly not happening. You just heard it then.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
I, yesterday, was just kind of moping around the house, trying to find things to do.
Pretty common phenomenon at the moment.
I was cleaning up a little bit. Just really going about my day. And I thought, you know what? I'll try and clean out my pantry because I'm not going to be one of the people that stocks a bunch of stuff up. But if I do buy maybe food for 3 days, I would like to have it all in my pantry. So I'm like, I'll clean out all the clutter I don't need. I haven't checked it in a little while.
Yep.
Threw out some old olive oil.
Yep. Great. This is fascinating. So what else happened in your cleaning the pantry adventure?
As I moved the olive oil,
I
saw three boxes and I was like, no way.
All toilet paper.
The Cure. I was like, oh my God. Three boxes of pasta.
Oh, wow.
And I was like,
that's fantastic.
I've not seen pasta in supermarkets.
Yeah, that's great.
Weeks at this point.
By the way, you can still buy the steam fresh penne pasta.
Yeah.
That's something I got.
That is true.
Actually, so get some of that if you're missing your sweet, sweet pasta.
Exactly right. So I was like, oh my God, I've not been
able
to buy.
What kind of pocket? Let's do some pasta porn right now.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, not a lot of people have access to pasta at the moment. So
I don't know.
Tell me what
the
pasta
brand is, but it's the one in the blue box that has the little red seal on it and it's striped.
Oh, yeah.
I had some fettuccine.
Oh.
I had some spaghetti.
Yeah.
I had another box of fettuccine because I love my chini to be fetted.
It's creeped me out now, so let's stop that.
I was like,
that's
I was
great.
Over the moon. I was like, oh my God. And then I started thinking, I don't remember. When did I buy this? Usually when I buy pasta, I eat it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So when did I buy this pasta? Because this is mysterious pasta.
Please, you've been in that house for 3 years. Don't tell me this is left over from the former tenant.
It was almost left over from the former tenant. It was left over by my mum, who came and helped me furnish my house
moved in.
3 years ago.
And for the past, does pasta have a shelf life? Is it expired?
It does. It expired in October of 2018.
Oh, damn it. Okay, yeah, don't eat that.
Checked online, and it was like, because it's a dry food, usually you're okay.
Yeah.
Not a year and a half, but like, and I was like, well, I'll see. I pulled it out as I grabbed one of the like spaghetti strings, snapped, and as I like, I rolled it in my hand and it became dust essentially. I was like,
still eat that?
I was like, no, yeah, dust pasta.
Just get more carbs into you quicker.
I was like, oh, why did I have to find this?
Yeah, that's
for it
so,
to be immediately pulled out from underneath
that
me.
That is like a mirage. Yeah. It's like you essentially found a pasta mirage.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Right now, a little bit of news from the world of, international secret agents.
I mean, there's only one that matters.
Well, the actor that plays him, Daniel Craig,
okay,
has come out in this time of desperate need and distraction requirements and all that, and has let everybody know how he maintains that incredible figure that he has, that rig.
His physique.
Kimchi, turmeric, and black coffee for breakfast. Workouts daily. And minimal alcohol.
I do one of those.
For God's sake, Daniel.
Yeah.
This is not what we needed to hear right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do any of those things, particularly the minimal alcohol.
Yeah. That's it. Ready? Watch my abs grow. Black coffee.
I was going to say, well, that was a small sip of whiskey. So,
Now I'm drunk.
Yeah, there we go.
That was black coffee.
So that's the only thing you do?
Nah. Still
you don't
fat.
Look like Daniel Craig. There's a picture of him here in Casino Royale coming out of the water in his boardies.
Yep.
And if I had to pick a way I could look, that is the body shape I'd love. Yeah. Yeah, probably a bit smaller. He's a bit too much of a unit in that shot for me. But my point is, I was delighted to think. I mean, obviously, living James Bond's lifestyle, you're not going to look like that.
No,
I knew that. I knew he's probably... But the minimal alcohol, that so goes against the James Bond thing, like the vodka martini shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a vodka martini, but no alcohol.
Yeah, a virgin
zero
vodka.
Alcohol vodka martini. Like, come on, James.
Here's my question, and I only just thought of this, and I feel like it's a question no one has ever asked. Secret agents aren't that jacked, surely. They would stick out like sore thumbs. If someone was walking around looking like an NRL player, people would go like, oh my God, can I get a photo with you? Like, do you have a number? And he's like, no. I'm actually not meant to be here.
Yeah, it's 007. I don't actually have a number. No, look, I agree with you. I happen to agree with you, and that's why
No secret agents look like that.
You know, Jason Bourne was a bit more realistic, although he was still in great shape as well.
He was in good nick.
He was constantly running, though, like from
that's
the CIA,
from
other spies.
Yeah.
Bond just, he hangs around a bit. He chills out in casinos.
And Bond drinks semi-frequently.
Mm.
In the movies, isn't he always like having beers and he's always having whiskeys and his vodka martinis? Like, he's doing a lot to not get the body that Daniel Craig has.
You know what, actually? And I don't want to bring this back around to what's going on at the moment, but Jason Bourne probably is the spy we need at the moment. He's constantly on the run. He's constantly by himself.
Yep.
James Bond's hanging out in casinos.
Making out women.
We need chill. We need Jason Bourne at the moment.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Halsey.
Yes.
Very famous. Also has a song at the moment called You Should Be Sad, which
yes.
I have connected the dots that a lot of people have connected and made me think, here we go. It's like a little bit of a country ditty. I have connected the dots that a lot of people have connected the dots that it could potentially be about young blood.
Well, see, that's the thing. They were dating for a while. They stopped dating and then this song came out and we had the very full-on lines like, I'm so glad I never had a baby with you and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's a fairly intense breakup song, but there's never been any confirmation it's about young blood.
Exactly.
It's just been very well speculated that's what it's about.
It's like you broke up with someone and then a couple of weeks later you released a song that was like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Okay, here is where I delve into gossip because I love it so much.
No, look, this is a show that normally doesn't devil in this stuff, but at the moment, anything that isn't about COVID-19, bring it on.
Oh, we'll come full circle and there'll be a funny end to it, I promise.
Oh, for God's sake.
She's also dating Luke Evans or Luke Peters or whatever, the kid from...
Evan Peters.
Yeah, Evan Peters. Yeah. He's older than me.
From American Horror Story. Yeah.
From American Horror Story, in the X-Men movies, whatever. She's dating him. Here's what's happened. She deleted a happy birthday post or a Valentine's Day post that he was in. And then she posted something on Instagram and Youngblood started commenting on it and was like, haha, whatever. And everyone's like, ooh, are they really, maybe they're getting back together. She's deleting stuff for her current boyfriend and she's talking to her old boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Who knows? What I want to say, because I don't care about any of that. How do you go back to someone who has a number one charting song that's like, you suck and you should be sad?
You suck so much. I would find it difficult.
I've done bad things when I've gone through breakups. I've been upset. I've said things I shouldn't have said. I feel like everyone's kind of been there. I've never released something that's gone global that I could potentially at any point be in the car with my significant other and then all of a sudden it's like, and then it's the most awkward car ride in the world where Halsey and Youngblood are sitting in a car listening to a song where she's like, she says, you're not half the man that you think that you are.
Yep, so there you go. All right, well, so a couple of things here. First and foremost, and I'm going to be very, very delicate about saying this, there's not much Halsey could say that I would be permanently angry at, I don't think.
you'd be pretty forgiving.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But also, the other side of that coin is this might not be about Youngblood, and the reason I wanted to bring that point up again is Miley, a few other people have made, like, making really quick breakup songs a thing now.
Yeah.
Maybe Halsey's like, yeah, this is a boyfriend from ages ago. Yeah. I take time on my music. Like, man, this is about a guy from like 4 years ago. I've been working on this song for a year, guys.
I didn't break up with someone and then sprint to the recording studio. Yeah, like, I was upset about it.
Plus, also, this song's really good. I put a lot of effort into this. This isn't a week.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Some news you're not going to hear with Mel. And I'm not going to cast aspersions on what Mel will or will not report on, but I'm pretty damn confident she's not going to be talking about the micro moon.
The what?
The micro moon.
The micro moon?
The micro moon. It's a point in basically the moon's life cycle where the moon is the furthest away from Earth. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The moon itself is social distancing from Earth right now. The moon is as far away in its cycle as it ever gets from the moon to the from Earth to the point where we won't be able to see the moon with the naked eye. So it's going to be—it's a micro moon. It will appear as a near invisible dot in the sky. So the moon
What's left? What have we got?
That's what I'm saying.
What have we got left?
No, the great news here though is because it's also going to be a new moon. So it's a micro new moon.
What?
Yeah, so in the phase, it's going to be a new moon. So it'll be this beautiful moon.
Yeah.
This is the Earth trying to help us not go outside because it's saying to us, the moon is going to be glorious, but we're making it so far away that you won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
So don't go outside.
Don't worry about going outside.
Don't go outside and look at it. Just Google Earth moon and just have a bit of a look at that. Sorry, Google image moon and enjoy.
I tell you what, I like that theory, and I'll also add another one.
Mm.
The Earth's like, you know what? The last thing that everyone needs on top of COVID, everything that's going on at the moment, werewolves.
Yes.
And there'll be no full moons.
No, that's a...
Send the moon away.
Yeah, no, we don't need werewolves.
Imagine corona werewolves.
Yeah.
That's near on the worst thing I can think of.
I need you to know that this doesn't help.
What?
In making people worry about werewolves at a time like this doesn't help. Werewolves... very much not real.
Well, then explain Taylor Lautner to
me.
or whatever his character
was. You want to know something about Taylor Lautner?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go back in this just a little bit.
Yeah.
If you remember Jacob from the Twilight franchise.
Buff Wolfman.
Yeah, that's what I want to get into. I saw a picture of Taylor Lautner the other day on Twitter, and it was from the new moon phase where, geez, what a hunk. Oh, he's so
buff.
Look
at the abs on him.
It's actually not that ripped. Google image it right now. You'll surprise yourself. You have it memorized in your head completely wrong. The guy's in great shape, don't get me wrong, but he's not. I think the normal definition of buff now has gotten much bigger than like 2010.
Not a good sign for Taylor Lautner when it doesn't even come up that like in the top three. It was like Taylor Swift, Taylor ACT. It was he's really not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's fit.
He's fit.
But he's like someone you would see at the just at the beach. Like, just 100%. A regular dude.
He looks like a surfer dude.
Yeah. Ooh, actually, this one's pretty good. He's pretty good.
He's
great cheese on those things. Jesus.
Yeah, okay. So maybe I've seen some dud photos.
I think he turned it up. Maybe in the first one he was a bit pudge and then... and I say a little bit pudge and he has defined abs.
Do you reckon they did Gerard Butler in 300 and just got a bit of shading on his abs?
They said to him...
airbrushed his abs.
They had a meeting and they were like, Taylor... we know for a scientific fact that werewolves have abs. So grow them. do whatever you need to. I don't care. We can paint them on. You just need to have abs by the next one.
If I was Taylor Lautner, I'd be like, how do you know anything scientific about werewolves? Explain that
to me. You make vampires shine. You don't know anything
right now. How do you know anything science-based about werewolves?
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned, look, obviously COVID-19 is everywhere.
It sure is.
I mean, in the news. It's hopefully being sort of contained here. No community transmission, which is fantastic. But my point is, it is everywhere in the news. It's hard to avoid hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just, as somebody who really doesn't like snakes, don't also need big snake news going on at the moment, like what's happening in Queensland.
It's a couple of states away.
An albino Burmese python that weighs 50 kilos was on a lady's porch in Queensland. The story here stresses, and by the way, this is on journalists. You don't need to write stuff like this. The story here stresses that the snake is large enough to eat a dog.
Yeah, why include that?
Don't include that detail. I don't need to know that.
Yeah, it's like tiny babies, dogs, cats, some grown-ups. Don't include that.
Absolutely don't need that extra detail. I did need this detail, though. Illegal snake, not allowed to be here.
Like, yeah, you don't have a special license.
Yeah, you have to have a special license. It's not meant to be just roaming the streets of Queensland. Like, that's gotten out from somewhere. And by judging by how big it is, a long time ago.
Yeah.
What's it been doing? Where's it been?
Where's it come from?
The specialist snake catcher, Tony, had to go out and get it. He's done that. Good on him. I will say this, though. Maybe because of how bleak the world is at the moment, there's a photo here of Tony with a kid, his son, and they've got the python, and the python's like curled up and posed for the photo.
I thought for a second, and once again, this could be because I didn't get much sleep. I thought the python's name was Tony.
No. The snake catcher's name's Tony.
It would, like, Python Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
No, that doesn't make any Python Tony.
Yeah, like
Python.
Python.
It makes sense written down.
Yeah.
But saying Python doesn't sound anything like Python.
I'm just operating at a higher level than you.
No, I wouldn't say higher. I just want to say, and this is it, maybe the snake fear in me is subsiding a tad because snake's pretty cute. He's done a little pose here, and he's like, hey, guys, I shouldn't be out here. What's going on?
Maybe we give you a little bit of exposure therapy, and over this quarantine, when you're inside a lot, we get you a little salamander or like a little lizard.
Yeah.
And you can get used to that. Then we get a lizard without legs. And before you know it, Python Tony wrapped around your neck.
I'll just go back to this sentence. The snake was large enough to eat a dog.
There you go.
Okay, no thank you.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.